listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Of course, area code 505. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Appreciate Bobby Solomon with Mentor Me Ministries spending the first part of the show with us. And now we are joined by Calvary Missions Pastor Cesar Loya. Hi, Cesar.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I am well, my friend, and we haven't talked to you since May.
It's been a little while.
That's my fault.
Happy COVID season.
Oh, and COVID, I know COVID is really affecting our missionaries all around the world. We have a flavor for that's going on in the United States, but what is going on with all of our missionaries in various countries?
You know, they're like us, right? And so you think about some of the hardships that we have experienced during COVID season. Some have lost their jobs. Some have been severely limited in what kind of ministry they can do. Some have been in shelter in place type of scenarios. And so because this is a global pandemic, it's affecting everyone that we have on our missions roster in one way or another. We've seen the Lord, however, still work in amazing ways through some of these ministries that have decided to be creative, and those that are just taking advantage of different ways to minister. And really, that's what the Lord calls us to, is to just be faithful to Him, and to just use our minds, our brains, to be creative in how we can reach out to people.
I want to remind everybody that's listening today, if you'd like to find out about the Missions Department at Calvary Church, you can go to calvarynm.church, click on the About button, and then go down to Missions, and that's how you get to both the people that are doing missions work locally. And what's interesting is there's actually a lot of cross-cultural work that people are doing locally. And then, of course, the Global Missions tab will take you to the people that are going around the world. And then there's also a tab for Reload Love, which we might touch on a little bit later in the broadcast. Bev Rich, she's in Jinja, Uganda.
Yes.
Tell us how Bev's doing.
Bev's doing all right, yeah. So again, someone that's been affected by this crisis. So there has been a season that the Ugandan government has shut everything down. And so when that happens, it's a double-edged sword. There's a good part in that they've had very low rates of infection, low rates of death. There's a bad part in that now, because people haven't been able to work or even work the land or do whatever they do to get food, there's starvation happening. Mm. There was even a plague of locusts that happened. This sounds like biblical times, right? Yes. Back in Egypt, but there was that going on as well, affecting the food supply and crops. And so Bev Rich and her team have been heavily involved in helping people out however they can, with food resources, whatever they can get, to just pass along to people that are literally starving. And we don't have a context about that here in the United States at all, of literal starvation. We do have a hunger issue, that kind of thing, but there's just a different level of suffering that happens when there's starvation going on. And so, that's some of what they've seen. And so, you know, in Uganda, there have been restrictions, and then some lifted, and then they're right back to restriction again. And so be praying for them. They've had a challenging season as well. Even within their compound, pray that the Lord would continue to unify their team, and everything that they do, because the enemy doesn't cease from attacking during these times.
So I want to go a little bit farther into the perspective, because Americans think that you can go online with your cell phone or your computer and order a meal, and then it'll be delivered to you or pick it up. That's not something that happens in Jinja.
No, and America is a wonderful place, and many countries in the developing world have that luxury, but not so in some of the places that our missionaries are at. And so we depend a lot on people's generosity. There's been a really great outpouring of generosity since KNKT has decided to really feature Beverage in Uganda. You'll hear radio spots, you'll see updates online as to how she's doing and what's going on over there. And we've seen the Lord provide for her in a great way. So, know, if the Lord puts it on your heart, that's one of those areas on our missions roster where your funds really go to work to represent Christ, to help people with their well-being. And they do a tremendous job out in Uganda to really minister to folks in that way.
We had Bev on KNKT pretty frequently in July. This month we actually have Slave Valasana,
yes,
who is in Croatia. And in fact, we're featuring one of his times he was teaching from the pulpit in English. And I'm interested, Slave does some fascinating things. I kind of follow him online on Facebook.
Yes.
And I watch a lot of his sermons, and he's doing those in a Slavic language, which, of course, I have no idea what he's saying. But yep, he is such a character. I love talking to him when he was here.
Yeah.
And he, I understand he may be coming here within 6 or 8 months as we work through COVID.
Lord willing. He usually comes every year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's just such a – he and his family are just so wonderful. And he is truly not just a gifted teacher and preacher, but – you know, he's an entrepreneur.
That's right.
And he's a television broadcaster.
Yes.
And he does so many different things. He's just an amazing guy. We're going to talk a little bit about his ministry a little bit later.
Great.
Bev also is doing some things technology-wise, her website and some other things to let people know what's going on. So, again, if you have a mindset that you want to be part of missions and any of the stories of the people we're talking about today, you can go to calvarynm.church. And you can click on the About tab, and that'll take you down to missions, and you can click on that. You can find out even more details about each one of these ministries. You can find out how you can give financially. Before we talk about any of the other missionaries, and we're going to go to the Martins next in Puerto Vallarta, which, by the way, that's where I'd be if I were you, Cesar.
Suffering for the Lord.
Yeah,
right,
I'd
there
be suffering for the Lord in Puerto Vallarta,
yeah,
or Oahu, or
yeah,
one of those places.
It's wonderfully hot out there. So I've been on mission trips in Puerto Vallarta in the summertime, and literally I'll have a, this is gross, I'm sorry. If you're eating lunch in your car, I'm sorry. All right, so I'll have a literal sweat ring in the front of my shirt because,
yeah,
it's so crazy hot, but it is paradise. It's beautiful in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
But the Lord is also doing some great ministry with the Martins now.
It sounds like my visit once upon a time to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes.
I got
muggy,
off the airplane.
Hot.
Oh, and yeah, the second you walk outside, you're like sweating.
Yeah.
But then you look at everybody else and they're all sweating.
Right.
And that's just the way life is.
It's the way of life.
So thank you, Lord, that we live in New Mexico.
I like the dry climate.
It
for
is.
Sure.
And nice. Boy, every time I hear people complaining, I think all you have to do is go somewhere else for
a
short amount of time. Now, there is one place that I think is nice climate wise, and that's San Diego. But the number of people and the
right
congestion, I mean, I will always come back to our fair state,
yep,
and
love
the beauty and everything that we have here.
That's right.
We could use an ocean.
I agree.
That would help.
Yes.
We have plenty of beach.
That's
we
great
just don't have any ocean.
That's true.
So I want to ask you before we go over the other missionaries, Cesar, there's a lot of other people. When you know what I liken this to, and sorry for the sports analogy, but we know when we look at an NFL football team, there's a trainer,
yes,
that keeps everybody, there's a strength coach, the trainer keeps everybody healthy, there's team doctors, there's the coaches. That's really true in missions work too, isn't
very
it?
True. You have your senders, people that are passionate about getting people out on the field, and once they're on the field to keep them encouraged and help them in any way that they can from home. There's people that are prayer warriors that if you ever have a desire to go out as a missionary, just realize the intense spiritual battle that you're signing up for, really to consider the cost of what it is to be out there, especially if you're going into a culture and a climate of people that don't believe in Christ at all, or if the rate of Christianity is very low, it's hazardous, occupation for sure and calling. But the Lord uses it. It's great. But you're right. Just like that sports analogy, there's a whole team of people that get involved, and we're so thankful. You know, I'll tell you, we have a fantastic luxury of people resource here at Calvary Church in that there are people that literally pray for our missionaries all the time. I'm part of a texting group where anytime there's a missionary prayer request, boom, there it is on our phone, and we're praying. There's people that just give sacrificially every month, generously. And the Lord blesses that work as well. And then there's those that are part of what we call care teams. So that's a little bit more in depth of being connected to a missionary, where we're talking to them very frequently to make sure they're doing okay spiritually, physically, in their labor, in their relationships. And so, you know, I can easily say and try to take credit for whatever goes on in missions, but that is not true. It's a whole army of people that are involved, and many, many that are involved that are doing the work of the Lord.
As you're describing this, I feel like the Lord's saying to me, okay, you're a middle school student and you're listening to this program and you're thinking, oh, well, this is something adults do. What about you being part of a care team, a middle school student? You could be part of the prayer group. You could be sending messages and uplifting people or doing. I used to be so blessed when my kids would do a piece of artwork.
Yes.
And bring it home to
yes.
me. That would be an amazing thing to do for somebody that's in the field and a young person. I think it would be especially touching for them to receive messages. So it doesn't matter what age you are. And I'm thinking about people that are retired and maybe feeling like, well, God used me as a banker, or God used me as a coach, or God used me as a business executive, and I'm not sure what he wants me to do now. Well, maybe this is what he wants you to do.
That's right. There's always opportunity to pray, to be involved, to give, to encourage. And you're right. It doesn't matter the age. You know, I started in missions as a teenager, going on mission trips and just having a heart for the world and just being involved however I can, you know, you know, many of the people that serve in missions are of that age where they're retired and they have the time. You know, maybe they're not satisfied with the typical American retirement, and they give sacrificially. Some of them go on a mission trip. Some of them get involved with a missionary and give of their time and resources. And it's so beautiful to see the body of Christ at work. In missions. It's great.
Amen. Cesar Loya, he is the missions pastor at Calvary Church. We'll be back with more from Cesar right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage. In the society we're in today, COVID-19 is on the top of all of our minds, and rightly so. But we can also look at the bright side of life, like God still loves us and he loves our families, along with giving us an opportunity like no other to spend time together without the busyness of life. At Indigo Mortgage, we believe in helping families, and we're blessed to be considered an essential business by the government. So we are able to continue helping clients and their families, either by refinancing to a better rate or by helping fulfill their new home purchase. Although we cannot meet face-to-face, we have a full staff available by phone, email, or you can complete an application on our website. Indigo Mortgage is honored to be part of this community, and we're here to help. Contact Indigo Mortgage today, 836-5700. That's 836-5700, or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 23-1962 and 188-348, and may God bless you.
New Mexico, we love it, but it's no secret our state is left behind in some very vital social issues. Child hunger, single parents, and abortion, to name a few. The people of God can and must take action. That's what Mission New Mexico is all about at KNKT and Star 88, this month featuring the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Here's their executive director, Stephanie Liu.
We do share Christ with our clients. We let them know their value, and if they don't know their value, they're not going to value that little life inside of them.
That's Stephanie Luke from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. This month's Mission New Mexico: loving our neighbors in practical and productive ways is Christianity 101. At KNKT and Star 88, we are a megaphone for New Mexico needs as we provide a clear call to action. Find out more about supporting the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque by clicking the Mission New Mexico link at knkt.com. or star88.fm.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are with Cesar Loya. He is the missions pastor with Calvary Church. Cesar, you've got folks in Puerto Vallarta, and we're thinking how beautiful the beach is.
Oh, I want to be there.
Magnificent. Yeah, it'd be a fun place to be. But there's things going on that tourists don't see.
That's true.
In the resorts. Yeah. And this is really where Bill and Renee Martin are doing their ministry.
What's great about Bill and Renee Martin's ministry is that they minister to both groups of people. both to tourists and to those that are native to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. What's great is they'll do a, their church is one block away from the beach. Mm. Wonderful, beautiful location. It's great. But it's, you know, there's a lot of carousing and partying. They're right next door to a liquor store and right around the corner, there's two strip clubs and then just clubs all over the place. And they're a light in a dark place though. So what they've seen happen is people will just, you know, kind of stumble upon the church location as they're in their hotel and they're walking around. They'll walk by and, you know, they do a service in English to cater to those tourists. And, they'll even do bilingual services. And then they'll do, services in Spanish for those that are native that don't speak English. And, what I love about their ministry is they have the versatility to minister to, they become all things to all people. They minister to the tourists. They minister to those that are the poorest of the poor and do a great job at doing both.
You know, it makes me nervous for people that live in areas where the wind blows in large circles. And that's what you see on the Caribbean very frequently is there, you're confronted with weather, you're confronted with, you know, we're going to talk about the Lamars in the Philippines, and they've had to endure a couple of hurricanes. I mean, there's just a lot of things that God allows to be thrown at you, but even though there's danger, when you have a calling, that's what you go do.
It's true. And I think about those that are on our missions roster and they've decided to obey the Lord. And as they've gone out there in that obedience, they take their commission very seriously. They're accountable to other believers. They consider the cost of what they're doing out there. And then they answer the Lord's prayer to be unified to one another. And you know, I'll mention this because it's such a big part of missions is the number one reason that American missionaries, you know, come back home or, quit being missionaries is not because of persecution from unbelievers, not because of lack of funding. It's literally conflict with other believers. Mm. Number one reason, that's according to the American Missions Alliance. And so you think about, well, why did Jesus emphasize so much in John chapter 17 in his prayer to the Father, Lord, I pray that they would be one as you and I are one. He prayed for unity among us as believers because he knew that would be one of the places where we're the most vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what as well, you know, I haven't been perfect in it either, right? Sure. It's an area of life that we always have to be looking out for. And it intensifies on the mission field, is what I'm finding. Is that disunity among believers intensifies. So just think about it. If the enemy can weaken the body of Christ by making it divided against itself, then he's gaining ground and gaining victories. And so the biggest part that we can be serving the Lord regardless of where you are, right? Because, you know, Acts 1:8, Jesus called us to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. That's pretty much everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Albuquerque's our Jerusalem. And then you go on out and expand out. And so you've seen that oftentimes in church history even, that the church is marked by suffering, but oftentimes that suffering is for not a great reason. It's due to disunity.
Yes.
You know, and so if we're going to suffer, we should suffer for Christ's sake, not for some other kind of sake, for our flesh sake or for following the world's ways. But because we're really representing Christ, you know, and so, that is one of the costs that we have to consider in ministry and in missions work is that there will be suffering. That's a promise of the Lord that we will suffer.
Cesar, I can't help but say this publicly. When I talk to the leadership of Calvary, about coming on board with KNKT. I fellowship and have been part of Calvary Church for a really long time, you know, 40 years. And yet when I was asked to maybe consider this position, I asked the question, I said, is this a Calvary thing or is this something else? And Skip said, what do you mean? And I said, well, look, KNKT and ABQ Connect is a ministry that I hope is a tool for all Christians to use to not only get the message out about what we're all doing, but let unbelievers know about what's going on and to get the word of God out. And I will say this, in the year plus that I've been here now on the radio, I've seen amazing things going on. I've seen the churches get together. I've seen Legacy and Citizen and Sagebrush and Calvary and Northwest Harvest and several churches in Rio Rancho and people down south in Bosque and Berlin. And I'm seeing the church come together and serve together and volunteer together. We had the Luis Palau organization yes. come out and put together a pastors conference, and just all kinds of pastors came together. And these are pastors that live in the same city and have never said hello to one another.
That's right.
And when they say hello to one another, it's like, wow, they really like each
yes.
other.
Yes, we do.
So I'm just blessed that we could at APQ Connect and KNKT Radio be part of, you know, just trying to encourage the Christian community. And I will tell you that I'm equally excited to have my Christian friends in the Catholic Church be involved, because they're doing all kinds of really cool things too, and working with kids. And, you know, the Catholic Church has had their share of challenges, but there's a lot of people that love Jesus and they want to, you know, be part of anything and everything that's going on. They want to help the Navajo Nation, and been really nice to see that they've had a lot of recovery because of COVID. The numbers are going down. Have to mention that.
Yes.
And, had a missions organization on that is doing some work on the Hopi Nation. Mm-hmm. They're doing stuff on the Navajo. They're building a radio station, and I'm going to put you in touch with them too. I forgot to tell you about that. So, yeah, there is a lot we have to talk about today. We're going to try to get through the other five or six missionaries that are part of Calvary Church's organization in our next segment. So we'll have to work hard at that, because – and you should tell me to shut up so I can let you talk.
Challenge accepted.
We'll be back with Cesar Loya right after these messages. Stay with us.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
There's no area quite like the heart that's able to control the outcome of our lives. And I think our love lives are easily able to steer us. We talk ourselves into dating a person we shouldn't date, to being with someone that we shouldn't be with. It's easy to let the heart, especially young people, listen to me. It's easy to let the issues of your heart steer you away from where God wants you to go. Jude says in his little book, verse 21, guard and keep yourselves in the love of God. Expect and patiently wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah warns the same thing when he says, the heart's deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So our hearts are able to steer us. Our hearts are able to trick us. We have to guard our hearts.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
You know, when we're in a dark season of personal pain, it is easy to begin questioning God's goodness. And I know that. That may be a natural response to our discomfort, but it certainly isn't the right one. Instead, in Psalm 107, we read that those who are hurting should purposefully quote, here it is, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. God's goodness, the psalmist reminds us, can be seen in the ways he's delivered us from previous bouts with trouble and pain. And of course, the greatest example of his goodness is our eternal redemption from sin in Christ. You may be in a dark season, but remember, God is good. Whether your suffering is the result of some unfortunate circumstance or some poor decision of yours, know that God is gracious and he can deliver.
Right thinking leads to right living. Want more? Power up with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point, a half hour of hard-hitting Bible teaching here on your station. Or check it out online at focalpointradio.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Talking about missions around the world from Calvary Church with missions pastor Cesar Loya this afternoon. Cesar, tell us about Carlos and Sylvia Garcia. They have the Amigo Fiel ministry down in Juarez.
Yes, amigo fiel means faithful friend.
And are they doing well?
They're doing well. And the Lord is doing some great work in Juarez, one of the most challenging cities in the world to minister because of everything that comes along with being in Juarez.
Yes.
You know, you have, think about this combination right now, right? So you have had recent cartel activity and violence. You had last decade, even for 2 decades, rampant femicide, right? Women being killed on the streets of Juarez. You have an influx of migrants coming to the border. Many of them landed in Juarez, and there was, you know, refugee camps there as well. And so you have, it's also a beautiful city. I love Juarez. As a kid, we would always travel through there to get to my family, which was down in Chihuahua City, right? So we just always stopped in Juarez. Great place. But one of the great things you have there is the body of Christ at work, Amigo Fiel, which is has a award-winning after-school program for kids in a really rough neighborhood. But it's such a beautiful work of the Lord because you see some of these kids growing up with hope, the hope of Christ. And so, yeah, the Garcias are doing great.
Now, Cesar, I'm told that there's people that are involved in illegal activities that have children, and there's police officers that have activity, and their children are in this ministry because they're safe and secure.
Yeah,
absolutely. I find that to be an awesome testimony.
Yeah, and it's just being a light in a dark place.
Yeah,
of course.
And just praying that you know, changes the hearts in that whole community.
And you've seen some great spiritual fruit through the years through that ministry.
Yeah,
it's great.
Absolutely. Doug and Lisa Keene, they have Calvary Chapel of Hastings, England. And I don't know anything about the Keens, but they're pastoring a church.
The Keens are great. And so they've been at that for almost a couple decades now as well. And their church is growing and thriving. And one thing I really love about Doug Keene is the way he teaches the Word of God. And so get on Facebook and check it out. They're at Calvary Chapel Hastings. It's very easy to find. But they're, you know, they have like Wednesday services and of course Sunday morning. Sunday morning is a little early for us here on this side of things, you know, 3-4 in the morning. But I love catching that Wednesday service because it's right around lunchtime. Where you can catch their service and see what they're doing, and really great, solid Bible teaching in that country that increasingly has turned away from the Lord, and you know, just culturally has grown cold towards the Lord. You see this pocket of believers, growing pocket of believers that is being fed the Word of God really well by Doug and Lisa. It's great.
One of the last times you were here early in the year, we had Kathy Scott in.
Yes.
And Kathy is a physical therapist, and she's in Albania.
She is.
And so she's opened up a clinic, and she's got a training facility.
That's right. And so that's one of those ministries that's been affected by COVID because she hasn't been able to function in the training center so much. Once things open back up, she'll be able to train physical therapists. But one really cool thing that's happened recently is that Kathy has now been able to expand into different cities with partnership with other medical facilities and create physical therapy programs in some of these clinics, which is great. And so you think about it, someone that suffers a serious injury will not have the type of help they need because some of these clinics don't specialize in physical therapy. And so what Kathy goes in to do, and you're wondering, like, where's the gospel come into this? Where's the missions part of it? Well, as she's ministering to people, as she's helping them in their physical body. We saw Christ do that all over the Bible as well, is he'll help with a physical need, and then comes the spiritual relief as well.
Cesar, I had another missions organization into the studio here a week or so ago, David and Angela Breitenbach, and they were talking about being in countries like Albania. And they said that the people indigenous to these foreign countries are concerned about the social unrest and things going on in the United States. And the reason they are is they've been in situations that are literally genocide, where people have died in the countries that used to be the former Soviet Union, for example. There were so many men killed that there's not very many older men now as a percentage of the population. So people in those countries see the United States as a bright light in the world, that, you know, the United States is providing assistance and doing different things. How do you feel about missions people being perceived as Americans? And is that a bad thing above being a missionary, somebody there that's trying to introduce them to Jesus?
Yeah, that's a great question. First and foremost, we are followers of Christ, and we are citizens of, eventually of heaven, but we're citizens of the kingdom of God now. And so when someone expresses interest in being a missionary, the first few questions are are you going as a representative of the kingdom of God or something else, right? And so, if I identify myself as that primarily as an American versus as a follower of Christ, then I go with certain bias, of course. Now, we are who we are. We're raised where we're raised, and the Lord can use us in a foreign context. What's important is, and part of training that I've seen many missionaries go through is just knowing how to contextualize. It's a big fancy word to say, how do you fit into the culture and not try to make people American, but to fit into their culture, to be one of them. And we've seen some missionaries do fantastic in this area. Kathy herself has done a great job in this area as well, because she'll eat the food they eat, speak the language they speak, go to their weddings and funerals and be part of the customs and embrace it. So she now calls that home. Whenever she comes to visit, she feels like, this is not home. This is a foreign place to me. And that is a mark of a good missionary.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to skip down a little bit, because you're also training up and working with people that are indigenous, like Slave Valisano.
Yes.
And his wife, Lavorka. They're in Croatia. They're from there.
Yes.
But they've received a lot of training. They receive support from Calvary Church, and they have accountability with you.
They do. And the great thing about, having that partnership with Slave and Lavorka is that throughout the years, they have faithfully served the Lord in a tough place. So Croatia, that entire region, right, former Yugoslavia, is very recently war-torn. And Slavia will tell you this, is he remembers the early 90s. You remember the early 90s when there was just genocide going on there and a really brutal civil war. And, they'll tell you that.
And by the way, that was all racially based.
It really was. And the Lord is doing a work of healing. And really the thing that changes people the most, the thing that really truly creates life change, is the gospel. And so Slave has amazing influence in Croatia, Macedonia, and Bulgaria. Three countries, right? Not just one city. He's all over the place. So sometimes I'm calling him and he's literally driving from one country to the next, and he'll do this weekly because he's mentoring other churches.
Plus he's on television.
That's right. He's a TV personality.
And using a lot of technology to cover all that area as well.
Yeah. So TV and social media, and he'll teach the Bible faithfully. And, we've heard some of his teachings in English, and our brother knows how to teach. He's really a great teacher in the Bible.
And plus, he has this level of energy that's just crazy.
I love it.
Hey, Lorraine and Celestino Lamar, they have the Faith, Hope, and Love Kids Ranch in the Philippines.
They do. Oh, I love their ministry.
Yeah.
It's so good. So they have, over 20 kids that they're taking care of that have been abandoned or for some reason are orphans. And so they raise them for a while, and if the Lord gives opportunity, they can adopt them out. But that is a constant work of the gospel and training these little ones up in the way of the Lord. And I'll tell you a cool story just personally about Lorraine and Celestino. Saling is his nickname, but they were here visiting right before my wife and I adopted three kids. Mm-hmm. And I was able to pick her brain about, okay, you're in this world all the time of adoption, of fostering. Give me some tips. And the information she gave me was just so transformational, of knowing how to love the kids that were going to come to us, and knowing how to raise them in the Lord. That was so key for us in that season of life. And so they do this as a lifestyle all the time. They're raising these kids. And one really cool thing, a great testimony we just got, is many people were involved in giving towards creating a roof over their basketball court. Right, that was a big deal, because
that's truly anointed work.
It really is. You'll appreciate this, right, as a basketball guy. Well, one of their sons is a very good basketball player and actually coaches basketball. So now he's able to bring some guys on to the compound there to train them in basketball. He's able to make a living out of it, but also to minister the gospel to these guys that are just wanting to learn a great skill and a wonderful game. But they're also getting great influence in the gospel and the scriptures. And so that, covering over the basketball court was a big deal to them. A lot of people donated towards that, and it's completed. Their basketball lessons going on, and God's doing some good stuff.
Well, and there are some connections here. Lorraine is the sister of, Laura Stark. And Laura and Kevin Stark have been featured on KNKT. They have Team Extreme. And they'll tear a phone book in half yeah. while they're sharing the gospel of Jesus with right. you. And so there's so many creative and just really interesting. I call these folks full flavored people.
Yes.
Because there's nothing stale. They are, you know, you may not agree with everything they say, but these folks are out giving their lives to love on other people. One more that I don't know. I don't know who Lori J is. What is Lori J doing?
All right. Well, this is the one missionary I can't talk about very much.
Oh.
Yeah. Because she is stationed in the Arabian Peninsula.
Ah.
She's in a community of expats. And has a house of prayer. So literally people go to visit and pray for the country that she's in. I can't even name the country. Right?
I love it. No, yeah. But that's really neat though.
Yeah. And the Lord is doing some cool work there. So she's seen many visitors come and go. And their one purpose, because it's illegal to proselytize. Mm-hmm. She's very restricted in even mentioning the name of Christ. And so there she is hosting people to pray. And if we think, well, is that all she's doing? No, that's the most important work we have in any ministry, especially missions, is a work of prayer.
Let's go back to the people that you need as part of the missions department to help you. We need people that are givers. We need people that are senders, people that are praying, people that are part of the care team. How do they get involved?
They can call the church, 505-344-0880. Again, my name is Cesar with Calvary Missions, and I'm happy to step anyone through the next steps of being involved. Pray about being involved online as well. Great mission field with online church. Anytime there's a message by Pastor Skip going on, we're online, and there's thousands of people around the world tuning in and
yeah.
asking for prayer.
You know, and if there's a silver lining to COVID, I've had a number of pastors tell me the use of technology has helped them reach even more people than just having done it in their own church. Cesar Loya, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.